With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall and U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York hosted the 74th Annual National Prayer Breakfast today with bipartisan members of Congress. The co-host, Roger Marshall, offering these opening remarks.
It reminds us that as we seek compromise and consensus, that our exercise of leadership, whether here in this country or around the globe, is more than just an exercise of policy or power. It is service, it is character, and it is conscience.
And Senator Marshall, along with Kirsten Gillibrand, were the official hosts of this year's event. American brokered talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials being held in Abu Dhabi for a second day. Those talks aimed at ending that four-year-old Russian invasion of Ukraine.
The discussions come amid increased Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid and after a rise in civilian casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged for an end to the war and emphasized the need for security guarantees to prevent future Russian attacks. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as NATO Commander General Alexis Grinkovich, are at the talks. Fighting continues alongside the talks with Russia targeting Ukraine's electricity network. Almost 15,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed since the start of the war through last December, according to the United Nations. I'm Karen Shamas.
An Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter crash has killed a pilot and a trooper.
The Ranger helicopter was on its way to assist officers from the Flagstaff Police Department and other agencies. The department will now be working with the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate the cause of the crash. The suspected active shooter sustained non-fatal gunshot wounds.
That is Donna Warder reporting. This is SRN News. Confidence in organized religion is on the decline.
The Gallup organization has been culling through its data over the years, and it paints a rather stark picture. In the year 2000, a quarter of a century ago, 56% of Americans said they had a lot of confidence in organized religion in this country. In 2025, it was only 36%. Gallup also reports that while 45% of adults say they currently belong to a church or synagogue, 68% said they did so in 2000, which probably has a lot to do with confidence. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has dispatched a small team of military officers to Nigeria. That's where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Dag Anderson says the move followed his meeting with capabilities in from the U.S. This is SRN News. Little harder to find a job these days. Job openings at their lowest level in more than 5 years.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years.
A big night for some NFL players tonight. The league MVP and the other seven AP NFL awards all set to be announced at NFL Honors tonight, just a few days before Super Bowl 60. Christian McCaffrey is a finalist for three of those awards, including the 2025 NFL Most Valuable Player. He joins other big names like Josh Allen and Trevor Lawrence and Drake May. More on these stories at srnnews.com.